Chloikas in the second case, where the first story came out through the Doifin, I would have thought to say maybe we'll all call him a Rabba. Maybe over here is Rabba Machmil Chumra to say the Kedusha is Chal Mikan Labo later on, as if to say the Kedusha should be Chal upon this Uber. And here it does not hold like Rafuna to go Lakulu to say the Kedusha is not Chal. I will behold, but in the first case, where there will be a Chumra to say the Kedusha is first Chal Mikan Labo, there will be a Chumra to say the Kedusha is Chal Amafreya, and to say that the Mechira to the Goy is not Chal, Ema, maybe I would say that Moidele Rafuna, maybe Rabba would agree to Rafuna Lechurma to say the Kedusha is Chal Amafreya, and therefore that you sold to the Goy is not Chal at all, is Tzricha. Therefore, neither Machlokes, both words tell us no, that both Rabba, both Rafuna hold their Shittis, both Lekula and Lechumra. That Rabba holds the Kedusha's first Chal Mikan Labor means as long as Raiv and when Raiv of the animal comes out through the Rechem, that's when Kedusha's Bechor is Chal. And Rafuna holds no, it always has to be Chal Amafreya. That after exactly Raiv of the animal comes out, now it has to be that Lamafreya, the beginning of the coming out, that was all part of the Kedusha. That all gave it its Kedusha. So the beginning also has to be through the Rechem. And if the first third was not through the Rechem, it would not have a Kedushas Bechor. Now the Gemara is going to go to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Tonight we learn to our Mishnah, Hamavakeres Hamakashilelid. If you have this animal that's giving birth to its first Bechor, to its first offspring, and it's having a hard time. So it says in the Mishnah, Mechatech Eberever, when the first hand like comes out, you're allowed to cut off that hand, and Mashman has no Kedusha yet, and therefore Mashnech Leklovim, if you want, you can throw it to the dogs. So my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about even the case of Mechatech Umaniach, that when the first hand of the Uber comes out, the fetus comes out, you cut it off and you put it on the floor. And then when the second hand comes out, you cut that off and also put it down on the floor. So I say, after Raib, if it comes out, you have it all in front of you. And still, the Mishnah still says, you're allowed to throw it all to the Klovim. So the question is, V'yam, you're going to tell me, like Ravuna says, that L'mafreyahu Kodesh, now that Raib of the Uber came out, now it's Chad Kedusha L'mafreya, as if we say when the first pieces came out, it had a Kedusha's Bechor on it, is so you cover me, boyle. The Mishnah should have said, you have to bury these pieces right now. How could the Mishnah say, let us throw it to the Klovim? Bishlem, according to Rabba, it's very good. If the Kedusha's first Chal Mekan Labo, it's only what comes out afterwards, is Kodesh. But the first pieces that you cut off already, they had no Kedusha's Bechor. It's good, you can give it to the dogs. But according to Rafuna, that the Kedusha's Chal Amafreya, and the Havaminus, you have the pieces here in front of you, so Lachur, now it should be Chal Kedusha's Bechor on them. How could you give them to the dogs? You should have to bury them. Samara says, Lloyd, it's not Pshan the Mishnah. Hocho b'mayaskinen. You know what we're talking about in our Mishnah? B'mechatechu mashlich. When the first hand comes out, you cut it off and you throw it right away to the dogs. So therefore, even according to Rafuna, no Kedushas Chal until Raiv comes out. Avo, but what's going to be in the case of mechatechu meniach? But let's say you cut off a hand and put it down on the floor, and then the second one you cut off and put down on the floor, and when right where the animal comes out, you have it in front of you. My, what do you want to tell me then? The din should be covered, should have to bury it. If that's true, according to Rafuna, that's what should come out. So if that's really true, if so, add the Tani Sefer. Why does it say in the Sefer the Mishnah? Yotza Rubai. Once Rav of the Uber comes out, now it's Chal Kedushrana, therefore you cover. So if an Iftara, Minabachar, the Mishnah also says what? That now it's already means that if it has another baby later, another Uber lady later, that's not a Bechor anymore, because this first one was the Peter Rechem. But Akoporim says clearly, Mashma on the Yotzeruba Yikover. Mashma, now what comes out afterwards, that's Yikover. So the Chura question is, Liflug listener by the day, why doesn't the Mishnah divide up the ratio and say like this, that Bemedver Mamurim, when do I say that you let it throw the pieces of this Bechor to the Klovim, b'mechatech u'mashlech ever. Only if each piece that you cut off when it comes out, right away you throw it to the dogs. Then we say you're allowed to give it to the dogs, because since Rav did not come out yet, it's not Chal Kedushas Bechor on it. But what's going to be in the case of mechatech, when the first arm comes out, you cut it off, u'meniach, and you put it down. And then when Rav comes out, like you have all the pieces in front of you, you cover and Echnami, then the din should be is that now it's Chal Kedushas Bechor on all the pieces, and you should have to bury them all. Sakon, the Mishnah doesn't say the Chiddush even in the Reishis case, that even though each piece when it came out you cut it off, but if you have all rave here, you should have a chiyuv to bury it. So Gemara answers, yes, enechnami, hochi nami koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That b'med v'or mamurim, when does the Reish of the Mishnah say? That a mavakera samakar shalelet, mechatech eivir eivir umashlich leklovim. When is that aloha v'mechatech umashlich? Only if the piece you cut off right away you throw to the dog before rove comes out. Avo mechatev meniach. Let's say you cut off pieces and pieces and you leave it there until rove comes out. Then the Mishnah means to say, Nasa, that's as if, Kimishiyotza Rubai, as if Roiv of the Vlad came out already, and Melis Chal, Kdushas Bechor on all these pieces, and therefore the Yikover, you'll have a Chiyav to bury even these pieces that you cut off already. That's the way Rav Huna would learn Pshat in our Mishnah. So therefore our Mishnah is not a Kasha in Rav Huna, but Rav Huna could also learn very good, according to his Pshat, our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Boi Ravo, Rav has a Shalom like this. What's going to be? Holchu b'yevorim achor roiv. Do we go after the limbs, after roiv of the limb? So Mustafa has to do whether it's called the yeluda later or not. That's the locha when roiv of the uber, roiv of the fetus comes out, that's called a leda. What's going to be if roiv of it comes out is only a leda with a worm, with roiv of the aver? So roiv of the limb is that considered? You go bosser roiv or not? Or the Mor says, "I loy holchu before machmor." Maybe you don't go bosser roiv. You don't go bosser the limbs to make it a roiv. Like we'll soon see what the shailer is. So the Mor says, "Hey, Kedavim, what are we talking about over here?" Let me, if you want to tell me, "Kegain chiyot so roiv beniat aver," that roiv of the animal went out, and what was maslim roiv of the uber that came out was the miat of the arm. Let's say miat of one aver. Means rove of that arm is still inside the womb, just the meat, a small part of it went out, and with that small part out, now it's sort of like rove of the animal is outside. And becoming boiled, we have a shout like this. Hi meat of roi, the little bit. Yeah, hi meat of roi, this little bit that's outside. Again, that rove of the animal, rove of the uber, is outside, but only what makes up the rove is, let's say, the arm, a little bit of the arm is out. Now, only a meat of the arm is outside, that makes up rove of it. Now that little bit of the arm that's outside, roiv of the arm that was inside. So maybe my shadler is high muta de broi. That little bit of the arm that's outside, bosa roiv the aver shadinale, should we put it bosa roiv of the arm itself, and since roiv of the arm is still inside the womb, maybe it's considered like the whole arm is inside, and therefore it's not considered like roiv of the animal was no longer ready. I bosa roiv of the uber shadinale. Let's put this meat of the arm that's outside the womb, basa roiv of the uber, roiv of the fetus, with this arm is outside. So maybe it is called kilo dummy. Maybe that's the shayla. So Mara says, no, pshita, that can't be a shakos. If so, it's poshid, the loy shavkina rubu the uber, for sure would make this meat of the arm go after roiv of the uber that's outside, avada would go after roiv of the uber, and you know, you can't leave over the roiv of the uber. For Yadlin the boss of Rov Eva, it doesn't make any sense to go boss for the robe of the Eva, the robe of the arm that's inside. Pshita, this meat that's outside, should go boss the robe of the Uber that's outside. And therefore, of course, it's called Kiludami. That can't be a Shaila. Ella, rather, Rav Shaila was like this. Ella, Kugoin Shiyotza Chetziv. I'll tell you, know that half of the animal is outside. Only half of it was really born so far. But Barov Aver, out of this half, Rov of the arm is outside. In other words, that Mitzias, only half of the animal is out. But half of is out means the arm, Rov of the arm is out, that makes up half. So the question is becoming Boyulei, Ohum Yutu de Begavoi, the rest of the arm, the little part of the arm that's still inside the womb, Mao, what's the locha, Lemishdaya Basu Rov Aver? Should we throw that meat as if it's also born, as if it's outside already? Since the robe of the arm is outside, maybe the meat inside is also considered like it's outside already. And if you consider it like that, then roiv is outside, the habashem of yelud. Or maybe no, since the mice only machzah is outside, the machzah is still inside, even though robe of the aver is outside, but the meat that's inside is still inside. So maybe it's not called yelud. That's the shayla. On this tashma coming here, it says, yotza rubai, if robe of the uber, the fetus comes out, I raise the cover, then it's chalak dushes b'choron, and you have to bury it. So my ruba, what does the Mishnah mean to say if rov comes out? Ilay meruba mamish to mamish rova, the animal comes out. For the more ad hashtalay ashminu the ruba kula. Didn't we know before this that there's a klal of rova kula? We know this klal already. Edolav isn't the case talking about. We're going sheyotze chetzio b'rov aver. Must be our case that only really half of the animal, half of the uba came out. But in that half there's rova of the aver, rova of an arm. And we say that the meat inside is basar rova of the outside. It's called chiludami. So Chura should have a shayla that we do say the meat inside goes boss of the rov outside to make it considered like rov is outside, like the yilud. So Chura says, Lord, maybe that's not the pshan of Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about kagoyin sheyotza ruba for meat eiver. Could mean the opposite way, that lamaisa rov of the uberstak is outside. Just what makes up rov is a meat of the arm that's outside and rov of that arm is still inside. Or kamashman, then the chiddush of the Mishnah is le shavkin and ruba the uber the behem of yadina basar. Aver, that we do not say leave over the robe of the uber, but rather look at this arm itself, and to say that since robe of the arm is still inside, even the meat that's outside should also be considered like it's inside. That's the chiddush. No, we do not say this. And since lemaisa the robe of the uber is outside, even though it's only made up with the meat, with a small part of this arm, but lemaisa is tzidur ki ludami, and therefore the Mishnah says it has a kedushas bechor on it. But to our shalot could be we're not patient. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rav, Rav has a shayla like this. What's going to be Korchoi Besiv? Again, this uber, before it comes out of the mother's womb, you wrap it around Besiv. Rashi says that God of Nichrach, what grows around the deck of the palm tree. So Kitsi, you wrap it around the uber, and then it comes out through the womb. Is the womb still Mekadashir Anat Mahu? The other shayla is Betalisima, let's say you wrap around the uber in the mother's stomach with a talis, and then it goes out. So the kids, it's not really touching the rechem. Is that mekadosh it still or not? Usually what's mekadosh to bechor is the fact when it comes out of touch of the rechem is mekadosh it. But over here there's like a chatzitz in between the uber and the rechem and the womb. So that's a shalom, these things are chaytus or not. B'shalisa lets it wrap around its own placenta. So where's the question, b'shalisa ruchu, that's always the way an uber comes out with this placenta. That's not called a chatzitza. Ela rather means like this. It comes out wrapped around somebody else's placenta. Is that called a chatzitza or not? Korchosov, yachzosov, yetziyosoi. Let's say Stam, the mother wraps it around the uber, and somebody takes it out, mau. Sechidam, what's the case talking about? If the head comes out first, and after the head comes out first, then they wrap around the rest of the body and pull it out. So there's a question, potrosoi. Like once the head came out, that's called a leider. Rashi says, Reisha lerechem, the Kodesh Miyad has the Kedushas Bechor already. So Yotza Reisha, Reisha Kilud, it's called like it's born already. El, the Kshala must be the Nofa Derech Mag Leisov, where it came out through its feet first. Its feet came out first, and Rashi says, before Rov of it came out, then you wrapped it around. So that's the Shala, is this called a Chatzitza or not? Now the Gemara says, what's going to be bolusu chuldo? Let's say a weasel, like, swallows up the fetus. The weasel puts its mouth inside the womb of the mother and swallows up the fetus. That's called bolusu chuldo, where it's yours, it brings it out to mahu. Is that called kedushas b'chor or not? The Gemara says, it's you, ho afikte. Like, if he takes it out, so chur pshita, it's no good. Pshita has no kedusha. If either the weasel took it out, that's not called a leido. Ella, the case is like this. Beluso, that true, the weasel first swallowed the weasel, the fetus. Viyaitziyos, and he brought it outside the womb. But then, viyachnisosa, viyachiyosa, again, the weasel went back in again, and spit it out back into the womb. And then, viyotzmela, of this fetus went out by itself. So now, that's a shiloh. Now that it came out, lemaisa, at the end, by itself, through the womb, is the womb a kaddishit? Or maybe no, since it went out already once through the weasel, it has no kedushas b'chor. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be hidvik? Let's say somebody joined together two wombs from two different animals. Hidvik shnei rechomim v'yotze mizeh v'nichnas lezeh, and this fetus went out from one womb and went into the other one. So is that called a lady or not? Didei potet lav didei lepotet, maybe only its own. It's only part, the womb only part is itself. But here, where it went out through another womb, maybe it's not called Peter Rechem. I do, but the Lav Didei Nami Potter. even though it went through another womb, so what? The mice is still a womb of an animal, and the mice is still called Peterechem, so maybe it still has the Kedushas Bechor. So in all these shalos, the Gemara says, take us to Shiloh, whether in such a case that Uber has a Kedushas Bechor or not. Voyu Ravach, Ravach has a shalos like this. What's going to be is Niftachu Koisle Beserechem. Let's say the walls of the womb opened up very wide, and now like the fetus just falls out. Mahu, doesn't touch the sides of the rechem, is it still Mekadosh or not? The shaila is Avir Rechem Mekadosh. Is it just the fact that passes by the space, the air of the womb, that's what's Mekadosh it, and here it went through that air space? Or do we maybe know it's Negiyas Rechem Mekadosh, the fact that the Uber touches the sides of the rechem, that's what's Mekadosh it usually. Voleka, here the fetus did not touch the walls of the womb since they opened up so wide, it didn't touch it. That's a shalot that have kedushas b'chor or not. Another shalot would be boi ma baravashi nekru koisle beserechem. Let's say the walls of the womb were torn away. What's the halacha? Mal. So Mor says nekru, if the walls were torn away, lesnayim, so pshit, there's no kedushas b'chor, the womb is not here. Ela means like this, nekru v'tol le betzavore. Let's say the walls of the womb were torn away, and now it rests, let's say, it's rested upon the neck of the Uber. Let's say now the Rechem is upon the neck of the Uber. So that's a Shalom Mau. Bim Koimel Mekachi, Shlevim Koimel Mekachi. Is the Uber, is the Rechem only Mekachi in its right place? And here it's not in its right place, it's not Mekachi the Uber. I do, Mishlevim Koimel, not Mekachi. Even though the womb was torn out of its place, but Lamaisa the Uber went through the womb, so even though it's not in the right place, maybe still it would give the Kedushas Bechor on it. So, that's also a shayla. Boi minei Reb Yirmi Reb Zera. Reb Yirmi has a shayla from Reb Zera like this. What's going to be if Nigmanu Koisle Beserechem, let's say the walls of the womb were like peeled off, so it's very, a lot of it was taken off. Now, what's lucha? Now the Uber comes through it. Is it Mekadosh or not? Omelis, he said, listen, Kronogas Beboi, this is taller than another shalom that was discussed already. The Boilon, that was asked. Why? The Boi, Reb Zera. Reb Zera asked the shalom. The Yamulon, some say, Boi, Mene Reb Zera, Rabasi, that Reb Zera asked the shalom from Rabasi like this. What's going to be Oimed, Merubala Poritz? Let's say the Oimed, like the pot. The part that's left of the womb is more than the part that was gone. In other words, again, it was peeled off the womb, the walls of the womb. Blessed is still Oymed, there's more womb still there, more than the parts, more than the part that's taken away. And now the Yotza Derek parts, and now the Uber goes through the part that's gone, through the parts. Or else what's going to be parts moved by Oymed? Another shot. Let's say most of the womb was peeled away. Is the opening is more than the womb itself, but the yotze derech oimed, but the uber now goes through and touches the wall, whatever that little part of the womb that's left. So that's a shaila, is it mekadosh or not? So Moses says, ad kan loy boilei ela poritz meruba lomit. Where is the shaila only, even though it's more opened, but deek oimed boilem. But I call upon him, there is still some wall, there is some part of the womb there. But since there's still part of the womb there, that's a shalom that comes through there as a mekadosh or not. But in case of all the wall of the womb was peeled away, then avadah is no shalom. The avadah it's not it has no kedusha. Then avadah cannot be mekadosh the uber. Since there's no left, there's no more meat of the wall of the uber. Those things was peeled away. So pshit is not mekadosh the uber. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be behemah shumeis ubra b'toich meyeho? Let's say you have a behemah, and the fetus inside.